Lady Beaver head coach Sarah McCormick joining us here as we talk about the girls' game. Lady Beaver's winning it tonight, 52-28. Well, one game down and one victory for your guys. Definitely had good starts to the first and second quarters with 8 points apiece there in those first and second quarters.
It was good. I mean, I was happy with the lead that we jumped out on. You know, it's just obvious we still have a lot we have to work on, but it's just game one. And I also told the girls, I think some of them are disappointed with the way they played, and I said, well, let's rewind a few years ago. We would have been really happy with this win. So, you know, I'll take it. And, you know, of course we have things to work on, but it's the first game.
Well, you had to be pretty happy how you took advantage of their 2-3 zone early. Caitlin Roberts getting going early from the floor with her threes, and that made them have to change their defense a little bit.
Right. I mean, I was not expecting them to come out man ever the whole time. And, you know, Caitlin really shot well. She just plays well against Wichita County. And so because of that, we were able to open things up.
Well, and you had the struggles a little bit for Macy Price from the floor, but she did a good job dishing things off with assists. Emily Weathers, I thought, had a pretty decent night underneath. And, you know, it was great to see Lindy Rumford get a lot of the scoring. And you guys were a little shorthanded tonight, and she really stepped up for you guys big.
You're right. I mean, there's going to be nights where Macy isn't going to make everything. But, I mean, she's the point guard, so that's not necessarily her job every single time. But I haven't looked yet, but I don't think Emily Weathers missed too many shots.
No.
And we probably should have got her the ball a little bit more, so that'll be a point of emphasis next time. But I think Lindy is starting to learn what it's like to be a JV player and now a varsity player, and it was just a good experience for her.
It was, and you guys forced 22 turnovers tonight. I thought that was a positive as well. I know one thing you're definitely going to probably work on next week is rebounding.
Yes. I mean, I know we were out-rebounded offensively, and that should never happen. And, you know, I mean, I think we just, with our size, there's really no excuse for that. And so, yeah, definitely something to work on.
Well, next week, 3 games in 3 days, and it's kind of a little bit of one of those things. It's going to be a tough challenge next week. You get 3 practices, and then you get Palmer Ridge, Wichita Collegiate, Garden City.
Right. I mean, next week we could very easily win every game or lose every game. So hopefully we just come focused and ready to play.
Well, for the second straight year, it's a great start and a big win tonight here for Wichita County. Coach, congratulations on the win, and we'll do it again next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.